All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to welcome you to This Is Recorded Podcast, where we recorded right around the corner from the NBA bubble. We tried to sneak in, but, you know, we didn't find the Underground Railroad to the NBA bubble. Shout out to Kanye West. On this edition, we talk about who shitted in a lazy river. We talk about entanglements because we didn't get a chance to yet. We talk about many more things. COVID-19. Why? Because nobody else can talk about anything else. It's fucking insane. We'd like to thank you for joining This Is Recorded Podcast today, tonight, this morning, whenever you're listening to it. But please tell a friend to tell a friend about this great podcast called This Is Recorded. Have a great day inside the NBA. NBA's coming back. COVID ain't going nowhere. Let's fucking go. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is an NBA bubble edition of This Is Recorded Podcast. We starting off the conversation with taking shits. And I want to say that from my perspective, if a solid shit log hits you, you can't get sick. Do you agree with that?
No, he said your leg, not your lip.
If it just taps you.
If it grazed your leg, like.
Oh, yeah, you got that.
Like you got corona.
You got COVID.
Yeah, right.
That's like that little magic poop Mr. Hat touching you on the shout card. Like, no,
yeah,
the
nobody
Christmas
plays
the
shit
poop.
Game.
The Christmas fucking poop.
Okay. So this is a recorded podcast, so raise your hand. Have you ever sharted yourself on accident?
He did it at y'all wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, congratulations, Arnold.
Hey, he had a celebratory
shit. He stopped dancing.
Hey, no, he stopped dancing, but he danced off the dance floor. With
oh,
like,
oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, he's filthy.
And then he came back after he had shit.
He probably just threw his drawers away.
Now, he didn't want the evidence to be left.
Watch him off and put him back.
Okay, so we have a special celebratory edition that somebody wanted to celebrate my homecoming and homegoing to wedding bliss by shitting in his pants. Congratulations.
On the dance
floor. Everybody clap it up for Keon, everybody. Yay! Yay! Great.
You celebrate that every
okay.
year. That's an anniversary shit.
So while we're here in the NBA bubble, I think that the NBA bubble is an entanglement.
Yes, sir.
It is an entanglement.
Yeah.
So Will and Jada slipped upon a penis and it had an entanglement.
That's right.
What?
Can some of y'all just go around the room and define entanglement?
Now, let me say
entanglement sounds like they was...
You can say whatever.
They was fucking, like, you and y'all was all friends. Like, they was calling this nigga Aug. Like, y'all hung out with him. They wasn't. Could you imagine? Aug, like, they was, like, homies. So it's like, we all hanging out. And the next thing you know, you sleeping with my wife. Like, so I get why the man thought that, like, he was giving permission. Because we was friends. They call this nigga Aug.
That's right.
So are you saying that he like high-fived him like that shit? All right, then.
Relationship, so they have an understanding
they
that.
They don't have an open relationship, but they have an arrangement.
They don't
lie to each other. What it is that they're honest about everything. They tell each other everything.
Well,
so.
She wasn't that motherfucking honest because it's
she
a
was.
Right.
He just came out. August Alsina's insane.
But I don't think that they was
that's
really broken up.
His
that's
liver
just,
fucked up. All them
know.
Toxins going in his brain. Like he's
that's
crazy.
What's wrong with him. He just thought
God.
About
shit. Yeah, everybody wanted to make excuses for. They was
what
fucking cheating.
If your liver can't properly function, then tell
somebody
to kill it.
Exactly. You know, you got it.
So, who? Yeah, you're a doctor.
So that was more of an entanglement.
I just don't like that word, entanglement.
He didn't like it either. He was like an entanglement. He was like it was a relationship.
Right.
But they were broken up. So they said
it wasn't
they
broken,
were
broken up.
They said they were about to be done. That's what he said.
I heard they were on vacation.
Yeah.
Right. They want vacation. That's a bunch of bullshit.
Yo,
that's what they
you,
want
before
the
they did that red
believe.
Table shit, they had a conversation among themselves.
Exactly. Yeah, they did.
Say,
yo,
right. This what, and this is what we're going to say.
Exactly.
This they framed
exactly.
it a certain way.
I
don't
know. Exactly. Will Smith was like,
Will Smith
was hurt.
Y'all watch
oh, yeah.
He
was
crying.
Yeah.
Right.
So they wasn't broken up.
He was
that's
fucking hurt when he heard that news.
Yeah.
And he had to come on the red table and say what the fuck it was. Like, yo, he had to pull out and say, yo,
He was on a break, and I decided that, whatever the fuck they called this, whatever. You talking about Aug? And then they was like, hey, shut up, Aug. And we was on a break. No, the fuck y'all wasn't on a break. I don't believe that at all. I believe that he slipped, and then she was getting his ass
exactly.
back.
He slipped.
He slipped in a pussy.
This happened a long time ago, right? And it was just eating that Aug because it was like, you know, a secret just between him and Jada. And he knew in his heart of hearts, Jada had that good, right? Jada had that wet.
I just about to
and
say.
And he could not bear not to share.
And
we,
she
he got to tell
he
somebody.
He couldn't get over this shit.
He had to tell somebody.
But
hey, yo.
He told the world.
Right, because he couldn't
he
get it no more. Right.
She went back to her husband. That's what she
right.
Said.
He was upset.
Stop talking to
he
shit.
Thought he was going
to
get it for real.
She wanted to be her husband, and he wanted that to be his girl.
Yeah, because she told him, like, yo, I can't do this no more.
Right, we done.
I got to go back to my husband.
And he went crazy.
And then fuck.
Because he was booze whipped.
Come on, man.
Booze
whipped. It was a point of her going back to her husband because she never fucking
left
him.
You don't
believe
that's
that?
Okay.
It's just
going
the fact
a
that
rough
he was calling her secret fucking lovers. Okay? Secret lovers. And then he got too much of it. And then she was like,
that's
no, we trying to work something out differently.
I can tell you from
experience. I think she did that to shit on Will.
Excuse me, you missed that comment, ma'am. We're
not gonna let him.
Someone
finish
else
that comment.
Said, I'm just saying, I ain't gonna say who said it, but someone was like, I know for a fact how August feels because that pussy was good, so I know. somebody said they know for
okay.
a fact.
So the, right. the youth is being very quiet.
Wait a minute,
that.
Back that thing up. Somebody said they know from
it. They know from
that.
Whoa.
And I'm gonna tell you, hold on. It wasn't Ken. It wasn't
it was,
Dre. It wasn't Keanu.
Exactly.
It wasn't Reggie.
I know who it was. I will fuck him up.
Oh shit.
Point blank.
Okay.
We
he's
not
currently
even
in
that.
An entanglement.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
would funny. You be in entanglement with Jay today?
Whoa.
Just like
yes.
Back in the days.
Okay.
I don't know about now.
So
but not now. She don't look good
right.
to me now.
Back in the days.
She had all that work
so
done.
Back in the fucking
now.
Days. No.
Oh, Jada?
Hell no.
She's still gonna get off of black women.
She's still cute.
She haven't gotten work done.
Okay, Sister Shane.
Okay.
Thank you, Brother Phil.
Dre and Keon, have y'all ever been in a tanglement? Okay, come to the mic, you know what I mean? Yeah. Please tell your story of entanglement.
My guy.
Hello!
Where do I start?
He has a couple of
ass boy.
You got to be like dating somebody to be in entanglement?
You got to be dating one of them at least, I think. Well, what's your definition of an entanglement?
Yeah, go ahead. What's your definition of entanglement?
It's a word to say, basically, I was cheating.
Dang.
Oh, you cheat.
Like,
in the words of Future.
It's like a word.
We was together
my
without
baby
being
is,
together.
It's on easy right now.
Oh, my
in
God.
The because the streets was calling.
Grandma on easy. I'm on easy.
Okay, right. So moving right along off of Will and Jada,
thank
we
you,
wish
sir.
Them the best.
Hey, yes, sir.
What's the wildest shit you done seen during this coronavirus?
Yo, my man's hey. Had, yo, we went to Walmart. I was with my, we was
my
at Walmart, bro.
All of a sudden.
And then, bro, hey, we was at Walmart. This man had a whole hazmat
where were
suit on, man. Hey, made out of a Walmart bag.
That was great.
Hey, yo.
Oh, my God.
No, for real. And he had the whole face shield on and everything, but just Walmart bags.
I didn't see this in person, but my favorite picture so far has been somebody in full fucking scuba gear.
Like, bro, just stay the fuck at home.
And then other people was wrapped up in bubble wrap. Like, it was just a lot.
Or no. On the news when that lady was spraying them fucking kids,
I'm saying the wildest shit I see. Hey, this ain't funny, but when they fucked up that lady.
that
lady was stabbing people in Walmart in the wheelchair, and they shot her. And they shot her in the fight. When they shot her with the damn fire, I thought that was extreme.
And then she got up and walked great. Away. So she didn't
that was great.
Oh, so she had, oh my God. I've never seen anybody weaponize was, a damn jazz with a little hover around.
She was stabbing people, right?
And they said, watch out. She stabbing life. People.
And somebody, hey, they were beating in the head, throwing shit at her. I'm like that. And then that fire station, I'm like, hey, it looked like they had about 25 stages. That she was covered. That was the funniest shit.
No,
ever.
That's the wildest shit y'all done seen. What's the wildest shit you done heard about the coronavirus?
Oh, your 45th was telling motherfuckers to drink bleach and inject chloride. Inject glycerol.
That's the best one right there.
My favorite is somebody who, my cousin work at the Pentagon said.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, that shit was going around like crazy.
Everybody was saying that.
Oh,
one. Oh, talk to the
crack. Ray is a small baller. He's not a big baller. He's a small baller.
He's definitely a small baller.
That's Big Draco.
Baller's life, bro.
Hey, what is the problem?
Shout out Overtime, bro. You know
y'all gonna get out for Big Draco. Real.
So how is that's it in Big the bubble, Draco.
How is it in the bubble?
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We stand, you know, we social distancing, but we still gotta get that work in.
I heard that they were like, I was watching Instagram, and they were just, they're complaining about the food, the like, the, like.
I heard LeBron is a bitch on this.
This is recorded. Oh,
I like that. Let's keep going.
Shit. LeBron is kind of a bitch. LeBron, whenever
you attacking the
You hated LeBron. LeBron can buy. LeBron, you're a
bitch. Fuck you, LeBron.
Fuck you, LeBron. Okay, no, because LeBron will walk off a court after he fucking leaves and not shake nobody's hand.
Thank you.
Even the little kids will be have their hand out. Thank you. Like, fuck them kids.
Thank you.
LeBron is a bitch.
And throw your towel over your head.
So when ball is life, y'all don't understand.
It don't matter. He's a sore fucking loser.
Thank you.
And you hated LeBron for like a year.
I did.
You
I
did.
Mad.
And I was like, man, why you hate LeBron?
Right.
All right, y'all, he edited on this shit right there. Don't let that put Nah, but in the NBA bubble, I heard they got an underground railroad to sneak hoes in.
Damn.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that railroad ain't underground.
Because if they don't sneak bitches in, then they pretty much in jail.
They gotta have something,
brother. That's jail.
They gotta have something to keep their boys right.
If they step.
They can't smoke.
They snitch on each other.
Okay, so they in there in a bubble from COVID, but they might get
COVID.
Is cure.
If they don't,
they have a cure for COVID.
Amen.
Not all of them.
Some of them don't go away.
Okay. And that shit be motherfucking crabs, but they wasn't saying
Okay. So now we got a lot of people here in relationships, minus the two young pimpins back there. So, on Insecure in the season finale, if you ain't haven't seen it yet, you haven't seen
Spoiler alert.
No.
Oh my god. I'm sorry, man, but.
It's so good.
Actually, it's a Matrix
question.
Y'all gotta watch Insecure. Alright, just forget it.
What's the last episode you seen?
We
have seen zero.
Oh my god. Show postpartum depression. Ladies, do y'all believe in postpartum depression?
Yes.
I don't have any kids.
Or no people?
As a guy, of course.
Yes.
Yes, and it does happen.
Yeah.
They change facts. Moods and shit.
And all your hormones is going crazy after you have a baby.
They'll do the same shit.
Facts, yes, I do believe in it because I went through it. Yes.
Well, how come it's not talked about so much in the black community?
No type of mental health is talked about at all.
I don't think so. I don't think because nobody don't ask you type of shit.
True, but black people always talk to be like strong.
Hey, but check me out though. If a black girl come to you and a white girl come to you at the same time and they both tell you they got depression, y'all gonna pay attention to the white girl?
That's a fuck.
Because that's considered some white girls. That's considered some white girl stuff.
Not me.
Not you, but most people. Most black people.
That's the stereotype, bro.
If a black kid.
And he's young. He ain't but 17.
You can't be.
Speaking that shit.
You can't. They don't want you to say.
Facts.
Anxiety, depression, all kinds of different mental illnesses.
We do have
black people just taught to be so strong and don't worry about it.
We have to be strong.
And there's a stigma,
especially black men. And if you do talk about it, like if I told y'all right now I had crippling depression, shut up, Dre. You being weird.
You know what I'm saying,
bro? Like that's just you're not gonna hear stuff like
real to a motherfucker and say, yo, my shit like fucked up for real.
Yeah, but you know,
the thing is, most people won't express that to you. Most people won't come and say, hey, I'm having issues. Especially black men, because you guys, black people, period. We're taught we have to be strong. We can't be weak. You wouldn't come to somebody and be like, I'm having all these feelings about these things for my child. We don't talk like that.
No way, but I'm telling you, we're talking about that talking about something physical, right? Like, if fucking my knee or something fucked up.
People will talk about that. But why is depression not talked about? Is it a sign of weakness? It's been years later now, we in 2020. Do you think people are opening up to mental health?
I think that they are. You're hearing about it more and more.
Right, you have, because it's impacting people, you know, widely. And, you know, we're in the the video stage, we see a lot of things because social media and the ability to transmit video to a lot of different mediums at a high rate of speed. So a lot of people are getting it, the information at the same time, they're analyzing the same, you know, video depiction, and they're just, you know, coming up with their opinions, right? But the thing is, when we talk about being conditioned over time, doing certain things, like, you know, like Shay said earlier, you know, black people don't talk about stuff. It was kind of, you know, when I was young, what happened in the house, stay in the house. That's why you saw, if you didn't hear a lot of cases of abuse, but you saw a lot of people walking around carrying ass whippings, badges of fucking that abuse. Bad at women. That shit didn't just start. Abused kids didn't just start, you know. But that visibility on that, the legislations that been put in place to protect people, you know, that's why you're getting more information, you know, about those topics nowadays, you know.
And that is a good thing because, I mean, everybody go through something, but everybody don't want to talk about it, especially if you're black.
Right.
But I think that is slowly changing. I think we're moving in a good direction.
Right. Absolutely.
I think people are going to therapy now and they wanting help because it's like, yo, this shit is fucked up. Seeing people die at young ages and shit like that, people on drugs, shit like that, that's not normal. And it shouldn't be normal, but I think it's good that we're getting the help that we need. I think black people are coming together now, and I think that's a positive thing. It's unfortunate because I thought, like, everybody being in the house, they would be happier, they wouldn't be as mad, but motherfuckers is on 10. Like, they're getting shot, they shooting at people, kids getting shot,
domestic violence,
all this shit. I mean, all of that. And I mean, I'm pretty sure suicide is going to be way up as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But I'm glad that we're getting the help we need. Lord Jesus, it's hot out here. What's the worst tattoo you've seen on somebody? You don't have to say names because this is recorded.
No regrets.
Well, what's the worst tattoo you've seen?
I've seen
one.
No.
What have you seen?
Well, hey, I work in the school system, right? And yes. A lot of time, and I work in the elementary school setting at the particular moment. And we had a young student who was having some challenges, so we called his mom in. You know, mom came finally to the meeting. She came in sleeveless with a dick tattoo,
no.
Dick and balls,
no.
On her arm.
No fucking way.
Yes, she did. And she was proud of that shit.
Oh, was it like a cartoon character?
It was symbolic of a dick she once had.
Right. Probably
yeah, like her dad. It was her dad baby's
just
father.
Just about to say that.
That was, she had a
be.
Picture of
you
his,
know what I'm saying?
A likeness of his penis and balls on her arm. And she wore it like a badge of honor.
Is that and the balls?
And the balls.
So in that case, if you pass, would you like your significant other to do the same for you?
No.
Not really.
No. No. Why would I do?
Live your life.
Right.
You know what
right. Don't what? You don't need to. No.
Yeah.
Don't memorialize my much.
Not on your arm.
Right.
Oh, so like, find a better place.
Yeah, I seen that too.
Put it somewhere discreet if you're going to do it.
No, don't do this. Don't fucking do that.
Right.
Okay. What is the proper way to wear a mask as well? Because for all the listeners out there.
Not under your chin like a fucking
not fucking not covering your nose. Not, you know, like, on your head. I've seen people wear it on top of their head. Like, just don't fucking wear
one. I saw it strapped on backwards.
Okay, just don't wear one.
Right.
I'm saying, like, I know a lot of people who walk around, most people don't have their nose.
No.
Right.
So what's the point?
What is the fucking point?
Well, they can't breathe in it, so, you know.
Also, the masks that are too large and you can see the person's nose from the top. Like, I know Corona is getting
all
in
around
there. Also, don't fucking
Corona targets those areas.
Right. Also, don't fucking have on a face shield. Like,
oh,
and
that
no
was
mask.
Great.
Like, that shit
and nothing
get
under
right.
It, right.
Yeah.
I saw a lady at Walmart. The first person I saw at Walmart, this black lady had on her face shield. And I'm like, what the fuck? That's before the masks came into play, like they are now. She had on just a plain face shield. Like she was working in a beehive or something. I don't know. The fuck
I see somebody with a beekeeper's helmet on.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So
heard it.
So while we out here on the topic as well, has your mom ever sneak dissed somebody? And what I mean by sneak dissing is this. when you're over there playing with somebody toys at a cousin house, family house, and then they say, you know, you like, oh, I wanted to play with a toy, but they won't let me. Has your mom ever came in or did anything like, don't worry about it, we'll get you your
own
toys?
Do you know my mom?
My mom
has
to know all that.
So please give me an opportunity. What is a sneak dish that you remember?
I mean, there's so many that I can't, like, put my finger on one. But that, she wouldn't sneak
dish.
So what's
your option?
No, but she would say that to the kid. Like,
yeah, she would say it to the kid. Or, like, okay, not sneak dissing, but you know how kids, like, hey, you go ask my mom, you know, can I spend, you know, can I spend the night? She won't say no to you. My mom would say no to the kid. No, and no. Send her over here and don't ask me nothing.
Right,
but sneak dissing, Brad's not a sneak disser.
And let them know I said no.
Right. She don't really sneak with her
dad. No, it's just regular dissing.
I just go ahead on the time.
But that example you did, she does. She did
that. A lot of times. You don't need to, what she
you don't have to play with nobody's shit.
Not sharing with
I'll
you.
Buy you your own shit.
Don't, and look, the kids are right here. You can touch the other kids. She's looking at you, but other kids, don't worry about that. Do not try, because I will buy your own shit.
Because they your selfish shit.
Okay, and look, and you don't, they don't know how to share. I will get you your own. Let's go. Like,
and would you get it?
Yeah. We did.
Okay, yeah. So, truth.
And now you don't make kids share.
Right. Okay. It's his.
Right.
She always was like, Dre, 2 years old. Hey, Dre, you need to share. He don't have to share. It's his shit. Like, what? He's two. He needs to learn how to share. No, he don't. It's his.
They mother need to get them
nails. It's his.
No, he don't.
He don't have to share. You don't have to fucking share because it's your shit.
It's nice to
now
share.
Now move. Go over there with
it. It's nice to share.
Let somebody else do it, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But you had to share with her kids. But she like, that's his stuff.
Fuck them children. So we on This Is Recorded, and that means this shit is recorded, so we about to divide the room right now.
Oh, shit.
Here we go. Somebody might be lonely with their lotion tonight.
Uh-huh.
Just be
if
real
you
with
think
y'all.
You're lonely
so,
now.
This is the first season of Insecure, okay? So
we're still on the first
watching,
season?
You ain't watching.
Damn.
If you have a guy, are you Team Lawrence or Team Issa? We'll go around the room. You have a guy that was depressed. We talked about depression. He was depressed because he had an idea and it failed. It didn't work. So he just sat on the couch and blamed himself and was lazy. He forgot birthdays. He forgot everything deep in his depression. And he just sat there. But when he got out of that funk, he got a job. He started working. He started putting things together. Now, that's Team Lawrence. For Team Issa, Issa was supporting this man, doing everything for this man, trying to motivate this man while he sat on the couch. I think it was 3 to 5 years. She supported and helped him. But in that time of being ignored, she slipped upon a penis. Now.
Was it his penis?
It was somebody else's penis.
A different penis.
And she slipped
but a
on
penis,
it.
No doubt.
She cheated on it. A penis, nonetheless.
So, are you Team Lawrence?
A penis, if you will.
As in, like, you was depressed, so you wasn't shit. You wasn't doing anything.
Team entanglement.
But then you got.
I'm with that shit.
But then you got your shit together.
Nope.
You never cheated, but you just wasn't really shit of a man, really.
Uh-uh.
You was kind of missing birthdays, the simple
so,
things.
I'm conflicted.
So you threw.
Or you slipped upon a dick because you were ignored. All the males paused, not y'all. But are you Team Lawrence? Are you Team
Unless
Lisa?
Unless you're going
to
do it.
Now,
oh,
man.
God. Whoever go first.
Okay, so I'm kind of conflicted. Only because, like I said, just from her perspective, I can understand, you know, supporting a motherfucker for years.
Ooh, Lord. Preach.
And just not being, like, in any way, like, fulfilled. Like,
and she wasn't
not talking to, like, we're not doing the things that we used to do. Like, I'm just here. It's almost, like, not really living, more like existing. Mm. So it's, like, I get how you could be led astray, in a sense. However, I don't support any sort of entanglement. 2020.
Mm.
Okay,
Shay for president.
She seems like she's on Team Issa.
I'm leaning more towards Issa because only now again not supporting, not yeah, because because it is relatable to me.
Now, there is no right or wrong answer because they both were wrong.
They were. Like I said, he wasn't taking care of her in
5 years.
And she did it, but she didn't express that to him, so that's not being fair. Because when you're in your own funk or your own feelings, sometimes it's difficult to see someone else. So as his person or, his woman, she could have, even though you're trying to lift him up, you have to, communicate that to him in some kind of way. Don't just sit around and just allow it to happen because you're blinking. That should be 10 years and 3 motherfucking kids later. Whatever. Anyway, I'm sorry.
You digress.
Ken,
damn,
which side are you on?
I digress.
I'm on the same side as same type of shit. So I'm on the same side as you.
You're on the same side.
Okay.
Midget?
Bridge?
I'm on the same side as Shay because it makes sense.
Right.
You know? And the thing is that, you always have to, in a relationship, people don't understand communication. You always have to communicate so that the individual will know exactly the things that you don't agree with or the things that you don't like. And if your man not paying you any attention, then you have to let him know. Instead of you just going out and having an affair with somebody, how is that fair? You gotta let them know.
It's not, but is it fair for you to be so enthralled in your own feelings that you're no longer present in that relationship?
He forgot her birthday.
But that was...
And he did forget her birthday. He did because he's so lost in his own feelings again. But before you...
But
it's
still... At the end of the day, it still goes back to communication. Hey, wait a minute now. Ken, you forgot my birthday. Really, what's going on? Let us talk about this thing and see what's really going on. You just don't slip up and bring somebody else in the relationship because when you bring somebody else in, it causes more conflict. You know what I'm saying? And then
she ended up saying it behind that.
Yeah, but I don't know because I haven't seen it, but just the overall, point is that you have to make sure you communicate. At the end of the day, whatever they did, whatever. But you have to make sure you communicate. Because, you just have to talk to one another, period.
Jonathan?
I really don't, condone any kind of cheating. Just because, I feel what you're saying, but, I can't relate like how you can relate. So if I take that part away, I would just say, you should just, break up with the person before you start cheating.
Right, that's true.
He not doing what you need or whatever. They're not, listening, fulfilling you. So just break up first. Then you can do whatever you want. So technically it's not cheating.
And then get back with the person?
Afterwards. Yeah. If they get their shit together and, if y'all want to, you can.
But it's still going to be there in reference to not really having
trust.
But
I would say, if you break up, they're going to want to know why y'all broke up. Then maybe that'll wake them up.
But I don't know. It may wake them up, but still, they didn't communicate why they was in a relationship before they broke up.
Because he wasn't able to because he was not mentally there.
But he could have mentally been there.
He was okay, here it is. In his mind, he's thinking, I'm not. I guess he was at that time. He was probably feeling less than a man. He wasn't
even
doing his
but
part.
I would. Okay.
How can I come to you? This is the person I'm supposed to be with, and especially I'm gonna go back again to black men feeling the need to be better and feeling the need to
take care of you.
But the thing is that when you. But that's the thing. That's the thing. Once again, but the thing is that why not talk to your man?
Yeah.
For instance. You'll say,
she
babe,
let you, talk.
What's going on? Is there something that I need to help you with?
But you realize,
when you're in the funk, you gotta get your
There's certain problems that I have. He can't.
You gotta solve on your own.
And it's not about. It's not about you trying to fix the individual. It's trying about you learning them and understanding what they're going through so that you can be able to assist them. I'm not saying fix them because everybody has some shit with them. We all know that.
But, I'm saying,
but the thing
is
this
that particular issue that he was having, the only thing that could have fixed it was him being able to be
success.
A provider. Success.
Yeah.
Exactly. Success. That was the only thing that could have fixed it. It wasn't anything that she was doing wrong. He loved her. He loved her. He just felt lost in himself and couldn't and wasn't showing her that he loved her. He did love her.
Yeah.
And she loved him. She didn't
Yeah.
She her ass single now, ain't she?
Oh,
So she gonna be cold.
Well, it's like five seasons later, so
I'ma
let Shay watch it.
Philip, there is no right or wrong, because both of them was wrong. There is no right or wrong.
Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody brought up some great points, but I mean, that's just the double-edged sword of relationships, you know? And unless you can, you know, crack the code specifically at the time it needs to be cracked, then a lot of times you're going to end up sitting on that couch for 3 to 5 years or drifting off, mm-hmm. you know, for whatever reason. Some people use that as an excuse, you know,
sometimes
to fill
people,
that gap.
Some people need to sit on that motherfucking couch for 3 to 5 years to catch themselves.
You know,
right.
But that's the only, well, that's the only
to
way.
To reevaluate
right.
themselves.
Yes.
To learn themselves.
Right. That's a fact.
Right. Right. You know,
but sometimes you need to sit on the couch for 3 to 5 years by yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
that's right.
You know, you can't make nobody else happy if
you
can't make
yourself
happy.
I think that's the number one thing here, because both of them were not happy at all. So they both did what they thought
was
going to make them
happy. That's right.
So it's really like, that's it. And I think communication is the biggest point of it all.
That's key.
And that shit is hard for some people. As a man, when you feel less than and you're not doing it, you're not providing, it makes you feel bad. Like, I just want to sit here. Like,
but make no,
I'm not doing nothing.
But make no mistake about it, as a woman, you shouldn't make your man feel like he less than a man.
Yeah, but I don't think she ever did.
That's true,
but
you make
him feel.
I
think she should still encourage him and still make him feel.
That's the key thing.
Like, nigga,
encourage
this
him.
Like, you gotta
and
keep.
Be like, baby,
yeah.
this
don't
is what you need
with
to
this
do.
Shit, nigga,
try
like,
to do this. I will assist you. You know what I'm saying? Once again, communication is the key.
That's it.
And
yeah.
I think that's the bigger part of mental health, because communication, the realest shit ever. If you don't feel good, you can't help nobody.
Exactly.
So for him, he felt like
but
shit.
But also sometimes hearing from your mate, like, you're doing so good, whatever, I'm proud of you. If they're not
that's
proud
right.
of themselves, they're not able to receive that
right.
from you.
Yeah.
So you can say it
too.
To you blue in the face, but
right.
they have to feel it for themselves.
Right.
True.
So
right.
I think that in this situation, that was what was going on with him.
That's
I think she was being supportive,
yeah.
but it wasn't working because he didn't feel good about himself.
But that's why, you know, it's really sad. But it's really sad in, you know, this world now where, as a lot of people, haven't defined who they was as
right.
of yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what, like you said, once you define who you are,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then you know what you have and what you, within yourself, then you become a better person.
But it's easy
mm-hmm.
to, I guess, like, just be in somebody who's in a situation where, you know, like I said, you, it is possible to lose yourself in a situation.
True.
You feel like,
shit.
Have you ever been so much like you feel like sometimes you, your you don't want a man, it's hard to be a strong person and just being like a leader, especially like a black woman, because it's like sometimes I feel like I have to dumb myself down in order to be around certain people or to be with certain people.
But you shouldn't have
but
to
I
do
know
that.
You, should have to,
you shouldn't
like,
have to
when
do,
you
that
do that.
Because
now I won't ever do that again.
Right.
What I'm saying
you shouldn't
is
ever
you
have to do
doing
that.
That. It's like every time you do that, it's like you chip away at a piece of yourself,
right.
and you're looking back and you don't even recognize
that's
the person
right.
that you
right.
become.
And you're lost.
It's
and
like,
you're lost.
And it takes
yeah.
a minute to get back,
back
to yourself.
Right.
Like,
and
literally,
I understand that. That makes
after
sense.
After being in this situation, it took me like 3 years before I
right.
felt like me. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
Having
right.
to like, damn, I forgot. Like,
but for you, you had family members that encouraged you and told you.
But again,
to
but
stop.
It took
yo,
still
that
years, though.
I was doing,
I
my mom
hear you.
Was telling me the same shit.
Yeah.
That, bro, I know what you're saying.
Right.
You was blind.
But you have to see it
for yourself.
Yeah.
I didn't
yeah.
feel like that. I've
nobody
always
can't
been
tell
encouraged.
You shit. You gotta wake
right.
up and be like, yo.
Yeah, but somebody was discouraging you for
right.
so long
so like
that it
you,
takes
like
even longer to get back
he's
to
like,
yourself.
You could do this, or you could do that. And I'm like, I can't, but I can't.
That
do
voice in your head is the strongest voice.
Right.
It's
yes.
hard to hear
yes.
that in times when you don't feel like you
that's
anything.
Always,
it's
right.
hard
right.
as shit to
right.
feel that way. So
yeah.
with that being said, do you believe in the love coming back, even with all that? Because we all have our different opinions about it. They both were wrong. Do you truly believe that if you really love somebody, it can come back? Or do you feel like it's so hard of a burden that it can't come back?
Like, because of the cheating? Because
of their situation, yeah.
The
same
situation.
Thing.
I think that, like I said, if you were indifferent, it was, you believe that, like, in life you go through different phases. You say, I'm not the same person that I was 5, 10 years ago. So if you knew me 5, 10 years ago, you don't know me.
Right.
I'm not that same person. So what I'm saying is, like, if something, a situation comes back, I personally don't like to move backwards. But like I said, if you guys were both in a space of mutual understanding and y'all were able to, like, come together and grow from the situation, acknowledge the reason why it didn't work before, and then move forward, I think that that could be great.
That's why
me personally, I don't
never.
Go backwards. Right. I don't say never. I don't say never.
However.
However, I just know that certain situations, I wouldn't even allow myself to get back in because of what took place. There's not enough growth in, on the fucking galaxy for me to get back, you know, to certain things.
But I think for him, for in their situation specifically, it just was like, he had to know, like, damn, I really wasn't giving you what you needed. So that shit happened.
Not even close.
Not even an inkling of what you needed. So,
right.
And then, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I feel like it's possible, but some healing, the red table has to be pulled out from the entanglement. Because that shit is hard to swallow.
Right.
Your own faults. Nobody likes to admit when they're wrong.
Right.
But for him, it was like, damn, like, I really wasn't shit.
And then not only that, he's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Why? Why is he an idiot?
Because he's just stupid. He didn't even, for, he didn't even... You know, acknowledge his goddamn kids. You know what I'm saying? Shut up. I don't want to talk about you.
We took it somewhere else.
I thought we were on the movie.
Oh, y'all
talking
about the show, but
Reg was talking about the show. Okay, it got a little too real.
Okay,
yeah.
But yeah, I feel what you're saying.
Yeah.
He is the fucking idiot.
Oh, okay, I thought maybe.
But we was talking about the show. I'm like, what did Lawrence do?
I thought maybe.
Okay,
well, I haven't seen the show, so I don't
know. Right, so we was confused about all
of it. We're going to end this out on a positive note. We're going to come to an end because it's getting late. What's your idea of success? Each person around the table. Philip is a good talker.
Your idea of success?
Yours.
My idea of success is, one, drawing something from me, right? Right? My family, my kids, they all are part of me. They came from me. They swam
where
in my balls.
Oh.
They swam in my balls, right?
Right. I miss that.
Hey, to have them... Success to me is for them to surpass where I am in life.
Give us some
that's
money.
Success.
Get it started.
That's
prove
success.
It.
It doesn't matter about me. It matters where the people that I've grown, that I've taught, that I've nurtured, where they end up. That's success.
Your idea?
I don't know. I guess it would be like whatever. How you said specifically for me. So, I don't really know anymore.
Okay, we'll come back.
Revelations. Right.
Success for me is to be able to leave a positive legacy when I leave here. And also to be able to do whatever the hell I want to do at this particular point in my life. You know, so, you know, and I'm there. And I appreciate it.
Damn.
I'm just saying, you know. And, you know, and to love my family, you know, Reggie, to love my family and, you know that, you know, they are well taken care of.
She's going to pay out rent. She's going to pay mortgage next month.
Right.
Your idea of success, my brother.
My brothers and sisters. My success is to have this what's going on right now.
Hello, you better say it, baby.
Let's go.
As far as Pop said, take the example, and I'm going to take over as far as what I got going on inside here. I'm going to have this going on in these days.
Yes.
That's my success, what I want to have right now. As far as Boom.
So you dropped the mic on the ass.
Shit, oh my God.
Are you about to cry, bro?
She's gonna need a minute. Let's get the young version idea of success. Philip, come closer.
my idea of success, for me personally, is just, you know, to just live my best life. You know, just live my best life for my family, you know what I'm saying? Make sure everybody, you know, we all good, we all eating together. Just uplifting each other as a unit, as a community.
One band,
amen.
One sound.
Yeah,
yeah.
Keon.
I gotta get up.
Yeah, come closer.
You gotta come close to the mic.
Come to the bubble.
All the whoop de whoop we can handle.
What's your idea of success, young man?
My idea of success is to, like, grow up into a man and make my family, like, proud of me to know that I like. Y'all make me want to go in the house. Why
is that? Say it, baby. That's good. Sweet. Go ahead. Let him finish.
I want to grow up and make my family proud to know, like, that I want to show them that they raised me the right way. That I didn't. Just to make them proud and then do right by the older people in my family.
Chicago.
Good job.
Come back around. Are you ready now?
Sure.
I thought it was
Shannon
that wasn't ready.
Neither of us were ready.
Y'all ain't shit.
Neither one of us. So I guess my idea of success is similar to most of you all's. Just to leave a positive mark on the world, and hopefully that be through my children. Me putting successful people into the world.
But don't bank on
your kids are trash.
Some of them ain't gone.
Come on, man.
Right now, you ain't gonna be successful.
That's looking at him now.
That's your idea of success. You ain't gonna make it.
Shannon,
I guess, like, just my life moving, like, accordingly, like, how I wanted it to move. Like, you know, going, like, becoming a nurse and, like, getting married.
Did it.
You know what I'm saying?
Did it.
Period. And just trying to be, like, a real, like, a super, like, good person.
That, right, like, you're trash.
You know,
you ain't that good.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, we almost there. About that
thing. And just, I always been, like, for real, and I don't know gay stuff, but, like, I like making my parents proud. I like making all of y'all proud, but, like, I want to make y'all proud. Don't cry. You
gonna cry? Yeah, we're proud of you.
I mean, you all right. You ain't all that.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You
just,
do what you're supposed
know.
To do.
Yeah. Okay. That's okay. It. Is it? Oh, you
notice that I'm a genius, and I know that's why I am the host of this podcast.
Okay.
Because did you notice that nobody said money the whole time?
Right.
Nobody said money.
Because we already got fucking money.
Because the money is already here. The money is in the heart and the mind and the soul. And if you think about it, all of us want financial freedom, but the freedom's come within you. This is a recorded podcast.
Easy.
You better go.